Peter Berkey, the author behind Living Without Fear and the co-publisher of the Amazon best-selling Inspired Journeys. If you are ready to embark on a journey of boundless possibilities, I'm here for you. Do you know someone who could benefit from today's episode? Share this podcast with them. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, join me on YouTube, and if you enjoyed what you heard, leave a short review or rate it on your favorite podcast platform with a lot of stars. Your support means the world to me, and I'm truly grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you. And today, I'm so excited to have Ekaterina Kamenskaya with me. She has a PhD and was a successful lead engineer at Google in the recent past. In addition to her job, she led the company's education and diversity and inclusion communities. She taught hard and soft skills courses for Googlers, such as Search Inside Yourself. Ekaterina is also a certified coach and conscious dance teacher and has explored many modalities of personal development and psychology. Today, she helps to increase well-being and fulfillment through workshops in Switzerland and worldwide. She creates space and tools for deep self-awareness, authentic connection, and creative self-expression. She is currently exploring performance art and practicing physical theater to further enhance her approaches. Welcome to the show, dear Ekaterina.
Thank you so much, dear Esther. I'm really happy to be here and thanks so much for your invitation. I'm also nervous. It's my first time when I'm at podcast. So yeah, really, I feel that all in my body right now, this wave, you know, like kind of meeting some of my fear also through the body.
Yeah, I can understand this. But you are also, I have to mention, part of the Inspired Journeys book, this beautiful book, and your story is also there. But let's explore your story now. Live on the podcast. So what has been your turning moment, Ekaterina, in life?
Yeah, I think I had several turning moments and several periods of my life. One was at 16 years old when I had to choose basically what I'm going to study, what kind of university I'm going to. Yeah, I entered university, I think, at 16 years old. So that was quite early. And at that time, it's really difficult to choose what are you going to do in your life. And I listened to my father. My father and my mother are doctors. And in Russia, where I come from, doctors were not earning much. And it's like a lot of work and a lot of study. So they thought that might be a good career, IT, basically engineering, and that's where I went. And that was one of the important defining moments. Of course, it doesn't define my full life, but it kind of was the start of many other things. Then I worked in a couple of companies, and then I started to work at Google, where I worked for 13 and a half years as engineer. I worked several years in Russia, and then in 2012, I moved to Switzerland to work at Google. That was another big turning point, changing the country. I was not sure how long I'm going to stay in, and now I'm here for 11 years. Basically, when I came to Switzerland, all life circumstances were coming to this kind of phase of my life when I wanted to dig deeper into myself and start searching inside myself, basically to understand who I am and what was going on. Because on the surface, many things were great, like I had a great job in the top company in the world. I was working with some of the smartest people in the industry. I was traveling. I had great salary. I lived in Switzerland, in Zurich, and many, many other cool stuff, right? Cool things. And at the same time, underneath, I felt that there were many things that were bothering me. And yeah, definitely there was time to start looking deeper into that. So I was already 30 years old at that time. And that was the start of my journey into deeper search, into self-awareness, into trying to upgrade a little bit what I call mental software, basically our limiting beliefs, our fears, our views on life, and so on. And just to see, yeah, who I am and where I want to go in life. And then 2.5 years ago, almost, I left Google. And after that, I went into even more freedom and even more authentic way of being and expressing myself. I had more time to explore myself and also to give something to people, being already outside of Google. And I was giving workshops, especially intensely this year. I started coaching. I was studying coaching in 3 different schools and practicing that. And little by little now, I'm going into the next phase of my life where I'm transitioning from the whole personal development, psychology, searching inside myself thing into more creativity, more art, but potentially physical theater. I'm already performing in some shows, doing performance art, and investigating myself on more subtle levels, let's say, and exploring and expressing myself. And I don't really say goodbye to any other things that I was doing in life. I'm integrating the whole my path, everything that I was going through, including engineering and managing engineering teams and yeah, different departments in 3 different IT companies, and publishing a story or publishing a book, doing my PhD. Everything is part of me. And that all comes into my continued journey into even more self-expression in life, even more actualization, even more creativity. So that's how I feel my journey was. And in short, you could say that at the beginning, like maybe many other people, I was more trying to do what my parents thought I should be doing in life, what society was thinking is good to do, right? And then I went into the period of exploration, doing personal development, going to many trainings, therapy, retreats, everything, basically, during many years, working on my beliefs, traumas, and so on. And afterwards, I could build some kind of foundation which supports me. And now I can have even more energy to go and create something new. So that's the way how I see my life was progressing so far.
Wonderful. Can we just go back for a moment? So you said you have been working at Google and you had this successful career, and you said that there was something inside you who wasn't very happy, or you felt something. Was it kind of, do you remember, was it kind of fear, or didn't you feel fulfilled, or what was it that was there at that moment?
Yeah.
Because I think there are many women maybe and men as well who have this successful life, but inside there's something not very happy.
Yeah. It's a mixture, and it's kind of the mixture of so many things there. And in short, how I think now, looking back, what it was, it was, first of all, not knowing myself enough, because before that moment when I started to go deeper, I was really busy person. I was studying and working at the same time. And for example, I was doing PhD and working at Google at the same time. So I was and I had my personal life, you know, relationships and everything. So I was just like very productive, very, you know, very like successful person and doing so many things, you know, and I finished university with the diplomas with honors and so on, right? So I was doing great, but I didn't really have time for myself and I didn't understand what I really want. And that is one of the key questions for many people. What do they want, right? And I didn't know what I want. I felt that something is not fully fulfilling me in the engineering career. Something is missing. I was not able to fully say what. It was not fully clear. And on top of that, there were definitely fears. There was a constant feeling of not being enough, which I only realized some years afterwards, that it was just part of my being, of my, you know, belief system and my body, though it was more like in subconscious, that something is wrong with me, maybe I'm defective in some ways and so on. And yeah, from outside, it may look like I do really great and I'm some of the best students in my course at the university. I can solve difficult tasks. I can get promotions at Google. You know, I can do this and that. And everything looked great. But inside, it doesn't resolve that layer of not enoughness, of this subconscious belief that I was not even fully realizing, that I just lived with that like a fish in the water. That was part of my life. That's something probably is wrong with me. And around that, there are so many, of course, other doubts about yourself, fears, lack of confidence, and many things. Yeah, and definitely I felt that it's time. You know, like after 30 years old, or, you know, like that's already for sure some time to start looking. And I got some time for that because my PhD was over. I moved to the new country. I didn't have many friends here. And there was space basically to start looking a little more and try to understand.
And did you find out where it came from, this not feeling good enough?
I think it comes from both society and also the way we are, like our upbringing happens. And for example, when parents, maybe they criticize you, I'm talking about me, right? My parents were kind of serious and critical and teaching me often. And that created this sense that something is wrong with me, because almost every day I was just listening how I should live and what I don't do right. And yeah, basically that like little by little creates that feeling that possibly something is wrong. At the same time, my parents were doing it because they lived in a similar environment, I suppose, right? And it's kind of like something that goes from one generation to the other. So we are just bringing it, even though they loved me and they still love me, but it's the way how often we express love in our society by telling like what you should do or where you're wrong and so on, right? Because they care. And that's how they want to support. And it has its negative side as well. And in a way, it's also the way how our culture works, I believe, because in some way, when you convince people that something is wrong with them, it's easier to make them smaller, to make them go and do what, you know, what somebody else wants, to control them, to make them work and earn not so much money, you know, and so on. Basically, I think it's kind of the controlling way of our culture and society. And yeah, I want to see more and more people to actually come into this sense that everything is okay with me, everything is good, and I am enough, and I can choose what I want, and I can live my life. I don't need to listen to somebody who tells me how to live my life, either it is society or anyone.
Do you remember, is there a moment where you suddenly felt I'm enough. I'm good. I'm perfect. It's everything there.
Yeah, I guess maybe it was a sequence of these moments, which little by little were entering my life, let's say, right? Through maybe like when I was going to some retreats or trainings, or when I found my community, my tribe of people who were supporting me. And this can be not like your family, it can be your chosen family, for example, right? So these people with whom you can be yourself. And when you start becoming closer to people, you start seeing that you are not the only one who feels that something is wrong with you, that you're defective or some not enoughness, that it's part of generally almost everyone around us. You start seeing how people feel and experience things, and you start understanding that, wow, this pain or suffering or doubts or fears is not only in me, it's just part of us, like as a part of human nature, and that is okay. And when you start accepting that slowly, I think there is more calm and peace about it. And you can then less identify with these fears and see that, okay, I feel that right now in my body. And I just allow this to happen. And there is no need to run from it. There is no need to push it down. I can just meet that, you know, as a guest in my house. Like any guest is welcome. It could be sometimes sadness. It can be sometimes fear. It can be sometimes anything else, like joy or anything, right? And that is all part of us being human. That's how I see it right now. So, and that definitely brings much more calm and self-love.
Mm. Do you have a special mantra for yourself? What you tell yourself all the time?
No, I actually don't have that. Maybe I should create a mantra for myself. I think it can be a good instrument when you record this with your voice, something that potentially inspires you or connects you to this kind of state, emotional state where you want to be. I don't have it right now. And yeah, I might create it. And I think listening to something or repeating the mantra about that everything is okay with me, everything that I feel is okay, and I accept that, and I love myself, and I accept people around me, and I accept the world and life as it is, that I'm grateful for every moment in life, and that I'm opening to more and more love in my life. I find it very interesting that all our life, in some way, we all study to love ourselves. And that's kind of some of the biggest challenges for humans, to actually start accepting and loving even just themselves.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, Ekaterina. When I started with the mantra, I'm amazing, that helped me a few years ago. Now I changed it to I'm worthy of love and peace. And this helps so much when I cannot feel it, when I'm blaming myself. So I tell myself I'm worthy of love. And it changes my feelings right on the spot.
Yeah. In the past, I just remember when you are saying this now, that some of the types of visualizations or meditations that I was doing for myself was imagining that I'm receiving love from the above. It's like this channel of energy coming to me, or sometimes it can be imagined like a shower, you know, like a rain or shower coming onto me, like from above to my body, and I'm just receiving and fully kind of letting it in, this like energy and this rays or raindrops of love. and I'm just like soaking it in, and I'm being love with that in my body.
Yeah, beautiful. I just got goosebumps when you said that. So you're now doing wonderful workshops. I attended one. It has been so amazing. Why dancing? Why conscious dance?
Yeah. And thanks so much for attending, by the way. I enjoyed having you there. And why is that? Yeah, I think, first of all, it's thanks to my father, and in general to my parents who were bringing me to dance classes when I was small. I was dancing for some years, you know, many years ago, different types of dances. And that kind of like just became part of me, even when I stopped doing that, being busy with other things. And then it just happened that during pandemic, when we all were sitting at home most of the time, and we started connecting more like online, right, to many trainings and so on, I just by chance, in a way, saw kind of the offering of one of the workshops, conscious dance workshops. The modality is called Azul by Amara Pagana. And I just went for that because I want movement. I want to feel some health in my body, some aliveness, right? And sitting and being online all the time, also during pandemic when many of us experienced stress, and I was definitely experiencing stress and lack of connection, lack of touch, hug, you know, these physical sensations and everything, right? That was kind of the feeling during that time. And the dance, even though it was happening online, but it was a beautiful solution to start moving, to hear beautiful music, and to connect to beautiful beings. And that was a conscious dance. And that's when I started to look deeper into, oh, what's the connection between our body and mind? How this whole system works, you know, like our body intelligence, why do we need, you know, connecting to our body? I started looking more from perspective of psychology, somatics, and I understood that basically in the body, there is a lot of information. Many emotions, like all emotions, they are physiological sensations and reactions in our body. They are happening in our body. They are spreading different hormones. And there is many kind of reactions happening in the body when we experience something. When we think about something, we also feel something. And that is translated and gets into the body. And then when we feel different tensions in our body, different blockers, right, or pains, that all, in many cases, is just reflection of our blockers and pains, which are psychological and emotional, right? So this, there is a definite correlation and connection between this. And that was the moment when I started looking deeper into how can we work with our body to heal ourselves. And also how important it is to feel emotions and to be with emotions and to be with our body, which feels these emotions. And that is a healing experience. So that's why I went into conscious dance. I very quickly applied for the program to become a certified teacher for conscious dance, Azul. And yeah, in a couple of years, I was certified. And then previous year, I already started leading some workshops and started doing even more of that this year.
If someone cannot attend now your workshop, online workshop or offline, what would you recommend this person? How to start to get into the emotions and to feel it in their body?
So what I would recommend is to just find some times during the day. It can be sometimes just 1 or 2 minutes. So it's not very time consuming thing. And it can be done not just at home or sitting. It can be like when you are waiting for the bus or any moments. And at that time, you can just connect and start feeling your body and kind of recognizing what do you experience in different parts? Where there is more lightness, where there is more warmth, or coldness, or tension, or maybe pain, how actually you feel like in your internal organs? Can you even feel something in your internal organs, for example, when you move? And this experience of connecting to your body, as well as feeling like, what is the emotion right now I experience, and where is it more in my body? How do I feel this? How do I feel the fear in my body, where it is, or joy or anything, right? All of this experience of connecting slowly creates just more awareness overall about yourself and your being, and at the same time, fuller life experience. Because in our society, we are a lot living kind of in the upper part of our body, actually just head most of the time. That's how we learned to do it, right? So in the head, we are thinking, we are reading, we learn something, we have some ideas, and so on. And that is considered kind of the most important in our culture. But we are cutting off the whole a lot of experience that happens in our body, that includes connecting to emotions, really feeling them and feeling alive and feeling energy and feeling joy from movement, maybe micro movement of just like several centimeters one side or another when you move your hips or hands, and allowing slowly to actually feel and hear the impulses in the body and allow your body to move with these impulses, right? And that is a beautiful process. That is a start. If someone cannot attend some embodiment, somatic workshops or conscious dance, the best thing that you can do is just be with yourself for some time every day and connect and ask yourself, what do I feel? What do I experience in my body right now? What are the sensations, emotions? What happens in the parts of my body right now, in my feet, in my knee, in everywhere? And how this whole experience feels when I connect to my body? I think many of our diseases happen from us distracting ourselves, running away, pushing down all these emotions and all these experiences that we feel in the body. So basically, when we just push this or run away, you know, distract ourselves, we are just collecting this more and more one day after another, 1 week, 1 month after another, and it just gets collected. And basically, every tension in our mind, every fear becomes a tension and blocker in our body. And because we are not feeling that, we are not moving that energy inside, we are not allowing ourselves to feel, it all just accumulates. And slowly it becomes first tension, then it becomes some blockages in the muscles, then it creates pain, then it gets into something, even something else, right? And it reflects into how our systems of the body work. So definitely I would recommend that if you feel different pains, and if you feel that your muscles are tense, like when we go to the massage person, we lie down on the table, and then finally we realize that half of our body was tense all the time and we didn't even notice, right? So I would recommend to work with ourselves and to look into what we feel and start feeling that. And start recognizing that it's maybe not so scary to feel even painful emotions when we open up to them. It's more the fear of the mind than the fear of our body. Our body actually wants to feel. It wants to connect to the full experience. Otherwise, it just becomes the illness afterwards.
Beautifully said. Thank you so much, Ekaterina. Is there something you would like to add at the end? You said so many beautiful things.
Yeah, there is like many things that I could speak more about, somatics and creativity and yeah, everything. I would just like to say maybe the last thing. Recently, I heard from one person with whom I go to some physical theater classes that she worked with people who are at their deathbed, basically the last days of their life. And she said that in the last days, people often become much more grateful for every moment of our life, for every experience and for every connection, be it with someone from the family or just someone who cares about them. And that is such a beautiful reminder that I would like just to bring here, that we can experience that love and that preciousness of life and gratitude already today. And the question is how can we experience more of that today, more of this love and acceptance and gratitude? Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ekaterina.
Thank you so much for bringing me here.
And thank you, dear listener, for spending your precious time with us today. And in case you feel worthless and nobody seems to like you, we tell you, you're amazing. We love you. And you are a gift to everyone who crosses your path. And please tell yourself these sentences over and over again. Have an amazing day, and talk to you next week.